over, and I was standing on the back porch of our little house we had in Oakland, and he told me that the Japanese had attacked Pearl Harbor, and I didn't really understand the significance of it, 11-12-year-old kid, but of course it was a watershed event for America, and I think it's very important to look back and understand what really happened that day. And you really can't understand anything that is going on in America, anything that has happened since then, unless you understand that we left those boys at Pearl Harbor to be killed. And we know that they knew the attack was coming. We know that they did not inform Admiral Kimmel or General, Admiral Kimmel or General Short there at Pearl Harbor, and that they were tried for malfeasance, where, of course, the people who should have been tried was the President of the United States. How do I know that's true? Well, because I've read a lot of books about it. We have a wonderful four-tape set where, of course, we interview Mr. Robert Stinnett, who wrote the book Day of Deceit, and other people who've written books on what happened at Pearl Harbor. And it's obvious they knew the attack was coming. But it's one thing when you have get what other people have written. It's another thing when you do your own research. And when I was back at Yale University at the Sterling Library, I found out that Secretary of War Stimson's diary was there. And so I went over and I picked it up, and I read what was in it, but I wanted to see it. And I actually held in my hands the original pages from that diary, the section where on the 25th of November, about 2 weeks before the attack, he had been at the White House along with General Marshall, the Secretary of Navy Forrestal, and the Admiral, I've forgotten what his name was, and basically the President told them, the Japanese are going to attack, they're probably going to be attacking here next few days, the only question is, how are we going to get into the war and get the Japanese to fire the first shot? Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're just talking about Pearl Harbor and what it really indicates, and the fact that basically they knew ahead of time and they left those boys.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Listening, haven't lived as long as I have or made as many mistakes as I have, but you learn with time. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. I'd like to know what you think about Pearl Harbor and what we could learn from that. But of course, in recent years, of course, reading Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, we find out, of course, that the English were actively courting and encouraging Adolf Hitler. And Chamberlain, as the British Prime Minister, was encouraging Adolf Hitler at every turn. He encouraged his invasion of Austria. He encouraged his invasion of the Sudetenland. And the one thing is they just told him that he suddenly I've forgotten the exact terms it was, but you go ahead and take these countries if you want to, and we will back you. And so Adolf Hitler thought that the English were solidly behind him. We're reading that part of Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, The History of the World in Our Time, is worth the entire cost of the book and reading the book to realize that the English at every turn were encouraging Adolf Hitler. But Professor Quigley, of course, didn't get into the fact that there were American corporations over here and American banks, or I should say American corporations in Germany, probably British corporations as well, but there were certainly American corporations in Germany before the war and during the war, building the weapons that were to be used to kill American soldiers. One thing before the war, but once the war was going, how would you justify it? And you couldn't, other than it was a phony war. It was phony from the very beginning. And basically, of course, if you get into the background, you find General Motors, General Electric, Ford, AT&T, IBM, Exxon, our major banks were funding Adolf Hitler. If you read Dr. Dennis Cuddy's little book, The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan, you'll find out how American corporations were instrumental in helping to bring Adolf Hitler to power. You need to read Anthony Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, Charles Higham's Trading with the Enemy, John Loftus's book entitled America's Nazi Secret, to find out how American corporations and American banks and American officials worked with the English, brought Adolf Hitler to power, kept Adolf Hitler in power, blocked efforts to shorten the war. And of course, this was Winston Churchill. And I was personally told by General Albert Wedemeyer, who was in charge of certainly planning for the Second World War, that we were ready to invade Europe in 1943, and Winston Churchill would not allow it. He insisted on the invasion of North Africa. Why invade North Africa when you're at war with Germany? Why not try to knock out Germany? Winston Churchill wanted to prolong the war, and then, of course, we had to invade Sicily, and then we had to invade Italy. We could never go after the jugular of the beast. We just kept putting it off and off to prolong the war and kill as many people as we could. And that is the real story of World War II that you'll never hear elsewhere. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And remember, of course, you had to have an excuse to go into that war. That's what Pearl Harbor was all about. Adolf Hitler had refused to respond to numerous provocations because, of course, he did not want to get into a war with the United States. And the American people did not want to go into this war. They knew they were manipulated into the First World War with lies and deceit and certainly propaganda. 95% of the Americans did not want to get into World War II until December 7th. 1941. Well, let's go to Leslie calling from Tri-Cities. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But the lesson to be learned is governments certainly were willing to kill large numbers of their own people to get a justification to go into a war. And, of course, the Gulf of Tonkin incident didn't kill anybody, but it was used as a justification to get into Vietnam, where we killed or allowed to be killed 58,000 American soldiers in a no-win war. We never tried to win, and I believe, of course, the sinking of the USS Liberty was an effort to provoke a war with Egypt. It didn't work out. Those American servicemen were able to keep the ship afloat, and they wanted to sink the USS Liberty and have them all killed so we could go to war with Nasser. I believe that this is behind what happened on September 11th, 2001. We need an excuse to go to war with Afghanistan. We need an excuse to go to war with Iraq. And we had one. The only trouble is that Building 7 that came down at 5:20 on the 11th of September, 2001, was a controlled demolition. And if you've ever watched it, you'll know that. Watch it, understand, and understand these people, these evil people we're dealing with, were unconcerned about the deaths of almost 3,000 Americans that day. They were simply sacrificed for a greater good. Leslie, thank you so much for calling from Tri-Cities. What would you like to say?
I have an interesting story about Pearl Harbor.
All right, go ahead.
I was stationed on the sub-base side of Pearl Harbor in the early 80s. And I know the closeness that military have with each other when they serve. And there was a pipe fitter, good friend, and he walked up to me one day and he said, "You know, I'm lucky to even be alive." And I said, "Oh, what do you mean by that?" And he said, "In World War II, my father was waiting to turn old enough to where he could line up and join his three brothers who were all on the Arizona. And the attack struck before he was able to turn, whatever age it was, and all three of his grandmother's sons were killed on the Arizona. And it's my understanding from him that it was that incident that they no longer, you could still join the military with a buddy, but they changed the rule where you could serve with a sibling.
Right, that's absolutely right. I think that was very wise.
His name was Joe Sullivan. I still remember him fondly.
Well, war is so terrible, and really, I guess the emotion that goes along with it and the tragedy for that family losing three sons. And, of course, we see this time after time, in all of the wars. All of the wars are terrible. But what is even more horrible is to realize that some of our leaders intentionally provoke these wars. They do not try to win the wars. They try to prolong the wars so that there will be as much bloodshed and carnage for the emotional reaction of the American people. Because, of course, if you listen to our programs regularly, Leslie, you know that there are secret societies out there. And specifically, we're talking about the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations. We're talking about the Club of Rome. We're talking about the Trilateral Commission. We're talking about the the other secret societies, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and these organizations all have their origin with the secret society that Cecil Rhodes had created in 1891. We know it was real. Their goal is world government, and they don't mind killing a million people or 2 million people or 5 million people or 100 million people. Their goal is a world government, and they fight wars to bring peace. They believe that you're justified in fighting wars and killing large numbers of people as long as it's going to bring peace. They have a different way of looking at things, and they're totally irrational, but unfortunately they hold the reins of power. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. They were willing to send over 2.5 million men into Vietnam to fight in a no-win war. We could have stopped it at any time. We could have won the war in 6 weeks. In fact, I was told this by at least two people who should have known. One was William H. Sullivan, who was the American ambassador to Laos, who was actually in Paris with Kissinger, went on to become the American ambassador to Iran. And William H. Sullivan personally told me, I never understood why we didn't win the war. And suddenly General Lew Walt, 4-star Marine general, who I have an interview with, it's available to my ministry, you can see it on DVD, told me the same thing, only he understood why. He understood the CFR. He understood the globalist movement. And of course, he had served them, and I think he was furious that he was never able to expose them. He tried to, and this is one reason he appeared with me in my interview. But the average American has never heard of Lew Walt. They've never seen our interview. It's available through Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. It just simply asks for the General Lew Walt interview. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Leslie, that's a wonderful story. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
Well, I stayed in Hawaii to raise my son, and I did meet, when I was in nursing school, some older people. I met and knew a man who was in the 442nd, which I had never heard of and found out a whole lot about. I met a lot of people that were there, and some of their relatives who were actually put into the detention camp.
The Japanese, there was no reason to put the Japanese in the Japan detention camps. It was all for the psychological impact. Oh, we were fighting the wicked Japanese and demonizing the Japanese. Most of them were loyal citizens, much more loyal to America than Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Anything else, Leslie?
That's it. Thank you very much.
God bless you, and please encourage other people up there to listen to Radio Liberty.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. Fine. Our telephone number again is 1-888.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
That they knew the attack was coming, that they left those boys there to die. And, of course, we will provide anybody who requested a copy of the pages from Secretary of War Simpson's diary telling about how he went to the White House and the president said and told he and General Marshall and Admiral Stark and Secretary of War James Forrestal that basically, the only question was how we were going to get into the war and get the Japanese to fire the first shot. But the war was coming within, Roosevelt said, within a week. It turned out to be 2 weeks before the war came. But the average American find it so difficult to believe that our leaders would be so callous and unconcerned about the lives of American servicemen. But you must understand, I think Henry Kissinger expressed it best. You'll find this in the book that written by Woodward and Bernstein on basically he refers to the military as stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy purposes. Stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy. That's the way they look at our military. That's the way Henry Kissinger looks at our military. And the quotation comes from Woodward and Bernstein, and it's an excellent, going into the background of certainly they actually, of course, went in the background that cover-up that occurred at that time. Anyway, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The cover-up, of course, was Watergate. And Woodward and Bernstein wrote about that, but they quote Henry Kissinger in their book as saying, well, of course, the military are stupid, dumb animals, so they're not worried about killing them. They're not worried about the suffering. They're not worried about the families. Oh, we talk about it, but we send our boys into no-win wars. Vietnam was a no-win war, as I've mentioned earlier. We could have won the war, and I was told in 6 weeks by two responsible people, one was William H. Sullivan, the other was General Lew Walt, that we could have won the war in 6 weeks. All we had to do was invade North Vietnam. We never talk about that. We never question, why didn't we try to win the war? Well, any more than because why did we suddenly go into Korea and block General MacArthur from winning that war? Why did we prolong the World War II? Why did we prolong World War I? Why did we go into Kuwait, Sydney? Why did we go into Iraq and Afghanistan? And why are we fighting a no-win war in Afghanistan for after 10 years? And you've heard me say many times, we're paying the salaries of almost 550,000 people there in Afghanistan. And there are only 50 members of Al-Qaeda, and nobody's ever questioned that a statistic. They simply don't like to think about it because it means it's a phony war, and it is a phony war. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You're hearing, first, we're going to have our troops out by 2014, and that's a lie. I was just reading in the New York Times today where suddenly the leader of Afghanistan, who's on the CIA payroll, is talking what he'd like the American troops to stay until 2014, not 2014. He wants us to stay there another 16 or 18 years. Because, of course, he is on the payroll, and certainly our leaders don't want to pull out. We want a base there in the Middle East so we can dominate that area, and because I believe we're going to be another massive war in the Middle East. This is why we've toppled all of the existing governments over there. Certainly we've toppled the government of Libya and of Tunisia and of Egypt, and we're in the process of toppling the government in Syria. We've already toppled the government of Turkey and brought a radical Islamic government to power, the same with Lebanon. And we're, of course, creating the best enemy money could buy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I believe a country has to defend itself, but you do not go all over the world fomenting wars unless, of course, you have another objective. And that objective is a one world government. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
My telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to. We've got Frank calling in from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hi, Frank. How are you doing?
Well, Dr. Stan, a pleasure to speak with you again, sir.
Good to have you with us. Do you listen to our morning program that comes out of Johnstown?
I do. And I'm listening to you on shortwave right now, and God bless shortwave, because I've been a fan since I was a little kid. I just love it.
Okay, fine. Well, what can we do for? What would you like to talk about?
Well, you touched on a couple of things, and I'd like to add to it. My father worked in the steel mills in Gary, Indiana, and at Republic Works during the 30s. The only thing that kept the steel mills going during the Depression was our steel sales to Japan. First, we sold them plate, and then Roosevelt cut it off. And then we sold them pig iron, and then Roosevelt cut it off. And then we sold them scrap, and Roosevelt cut it off. And then Roosevelt cut off all our oil exports to Japan because they have no oil of their own. And then eventually, he seized Japanese assets in this country. So basically, what Roosevelt did was force the Japanese into no other alternative but to make war against the Americans.
You're absolutely right.
And
that's why they did it. They wanted to force Japan to attack America.
Yeah. We forced Japan to attack. This idea of the evil Japs attacking Pearl Harbor for no reason at all is a complete fiction. We forced them to do this because they had no other alternative. In order to maintain their position in China, right or wrong, we were trying to get them out of China. They had to attack Pearl Harbor. They had to attack us.
And, you know, there's one other thing that nobody ever talks about, Frank, and that is the fact that there already are secret societies, and one of the oldest ones is called the Order of the Garter. It goes back to the 1400s. It's made of the royalty of the world. And one of the members of that royalty was a man named Hirohito, the Emperor of Japan. Oh. And, of course, he was working very closely with the royalty of Europe. And the other members, of course, what we call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And he could have stopped the war. But he did not stop the war. He was looked upon as a god man. He could have prevented the war. All he had to say was there'd be no war. But he didn't. And, of course, the Japanese had tried to surrender 6 months before the war ended with the one proviso. They would unconditional surrender, but the emperor was not to be tried as a war criminal. And we turned them down. Most Americans don't know that, but that is true. And we have, of course, articles that deal with that. Anybody wants to see the documentation? But then after, of course, we'd taken Japan, unconditional surrender, we didn't bother to to prosecute the emperor, and he temporarily resigned from the Order of the Garter, and then he went back into it. And nobody ever talks about these secret societies made up of the financial rulers and the royalty that rules the world then and rules the world today. But go right ahead, Frank.
Well, you're absolutely right. And Hirohito only intervened twice in his ministers' conferences. Once was in, like, I think 1926, when there was a palace revolt, and once at the end of the war when he said, make peace. Other than that, he kept his nose out of politics. He listened, but he never got into it. But he, by his very non-feasance, he was responsible for the war, and I thought he should have been tried as a war criminal as so many other Japanese were. Many more Japanese, I would add, than Germans were tried as war criminals.
Right.
And hung summarily because of that crime. But the other thing you were saying before about invading Europe, you know, revisionist historians, you know, think quickly about, well, we could have invaded Northern Europe in 1943. But that ignores the fact that we did the Taipei raid in 42. With 10,000 troops that were British and Australians, basically, and went into Taipei, which was northern France, and got their butts kicked. And so we had to pacify, you know, first of all, North Africa, and then get the Germans drawn off into other areas before we could have operated Operation Overlord.
Well, Frank, let me tell you why I think you're wrong. I had the unique opportunity to spend several weekends with General Albert Wedemeyer, and you can get the book Wedemeyer Reports, but he was in charge of planning for the American military during the Second World War. And he personally told me that basically, of course, we could have invaded in 1943, but you would have invaded through the southern part of France because there were no German soldiers there, so you'd be gotten into RCA and gone right up to the unoccupied area of France and then right across to Berlin. He wanted to attack in 1943. Why would you go in at Dieppe, you know, it's at the northern part of the, where you had all the Germans? Why not go in the area where there were no Germans and we could have our tanks make a breakthrough? And that's what he wanted to do. And he was blocked by Winston Churchill. He never understood that Winston Churchill was part of this Brotherhood of Darkness we talk about. He was a wicked and evil man. He's always had good press because, of course, he was a one and part and parcel of this whole thing. But he was a wicked, wicked man. Anything else, dear Frank?
No, just thanks for the good shows, Dr. Stan. And God bless you and keep on till you're 105 years old.
Well, let's hope it's not going to be that long. But anyway, certainly, let's hope the Lord comes before then. In the meantime, please get the rest of the people up there in Cyan listening. Okay, God bless. And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've got Jennifer calling from, is that Prosser, Washington? What city are you in?
Yes, it is Prosser, Washington, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you're out there, have a question or comment. But, Jennifer, what would you like to talk about?
Well, this is a little off topic of the Pearl Harbor, but I had a personal health concern. I just wanted some advice on some thoughts, maybe. I was diagnosed with polycystic ovarian syndrome, and I started doing my own research to see what it all included. And a lot of times it came back to a thyroid problem and imbalance and hormones and things like that. Is there any way I could pin down exactly what I should be fixing to start with?
Well, basically, now what is the syndrome you've been diagnosed with?
Polycystic ovarian.
Polycystic ovaries. Well, I'll tell you why. I was an orthopedist. I'm really polycystic ovaries, something that I would not want to say anything about. I'll be like the unidentifiable source who declined to be quoted but said off the record he had no comment because I really don't know. I don't know anything about polycystic ovaries. Maybe somebody else out there does, but I really don't know. What have you learned about the polycystic ovary syndrome?
Well, pretty much that it's an imbalance of your your hormones, where your body is getting fed too much of one, either estrogen or testosterone, and it's basically putting your body into almost a diabetes status because it makes it so that your what is the part? I can't even think of it right now. I had all my notes earlier. Anyway, it makes it so your body doesn't use the glucose that it makes. So it almost is an imitation diabetes. And a lot of times they'll tell you, you know, you got to take this. They give you so many pills to take. But I want to know, you know, I want to get to the bottom of what's really behind it, what causes all that.
I wish I could tell you, Jennifer. I really, it's out of my field of expertise. I'm sure the people in alternative medicine who may have some strong ideas, and maybe one of our listeners who knows something about it. I really don't. I'm sorry. I wish I could help you, but that's it's something I'd never even heard really discussed. I remember because the entity, what happens is the ovaries are a little low, maybe a little by the size of your thumb, you know, and there's one on either side. This is where the ovum comes from that produces the baby, and it produces estrogen, and the empty end of the fallopian tubes, and very important part of pregnancy. And of course, when they get to be polycystic, they get to be much, much larger, and of course, they develop all, there's usually little cysts that form as they expel the ovum, but of course, then these get to be great, big, large cysts, and the ovaries increase in size, but that's about all I know. If you ask me anything about orthopedics, I know that field, and I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I'm afraid I don't know anything about polycystic ovaries. I'm terribly sorry I can't offer an opinion. But maybe somebody else out there in the listening audience does know, and if you do, give us a call. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about, Jennifer?
I think that's about it, but thank you so much for your time.
I'm sorry. I wish I could help you, but that's what they are. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, I will tell you that this weekend is going to be very interesting. Supposedly, there's going to be a major conference over in Europe, where, of course, Sarkozy and the premier of Germany are going to get together, and Mrs. Merkel, and they're going to come up with a solution to the problem over there. Well, you have to understand that this whole problem in Europe is all engineered. And basically, it's engineered. It's done intentionally. It's done intentionally to force the countries of Europe to give up their sovereignty. Of course, they were encouraged to join the European Union. Well, it'll make it so much easier to go from one country to another, but we're not trying to get you to give up your sovereignty. Oh, no, we would never do that. It's just going to make things easier to travel. And then, well, we'll get you into a common currency, and, well, wouldn't it be nice if you could just have one currency? You don't have to use marks or francs or lira or pesos. Just use a common currency, but you're not going to have to give up your sovereignty. I mean, you will still have your sovereign nations, and this is going to bring prosperity and increase trade. And of course, it was all a lie. They've always wanted to take away the sovereignty and unite Europe into one all-powerful state. Their economy is about three times the size of that of the United States, the combined economy of all the nations over there in the European Union. And the last thing, of course, is they want is for individual states. They want to destroy sovereignty. They want to unite Europe. They want to unite North America. They want to unite South America and then Africa and Asia and then take and put all of these countries together. That's the master plan of the wicked people within the Brotherhood of Darkness. And that's what all this falderal is. That's why they're creating the crisis and why they've created this worldwide economic crisis, because they hope that's going to be a stepping stone to this one world government. They're going to create a world economic crisis. They're going to create another world war. They're going to create terrible suffering and chaos throughout the world. And then use this and say, well, if we don't have a world government, things are going to get just so terrible. Give up your sovereignty and we will restore law and order and prosperity. What they really mean is give up your sovereignty. will enslave you. And that's what it's all about. We're dealing with evil and wicked people, and Mrs. Merkel, and Nicolas Sarkozy, and certainly the Papademos, who is the new trilateralist, who is just appointed to be the premier of Greece, and the new premier of Greece is Papademos. The new premier of Italy also happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission. There's only about 80 of them over in Europe. How could you get one of them appointed premier of Greece? And Mario Monti, I believe it is the new premier of Italy. It is because the Trilateral Commission, the conspiracy, controls it all. Well, we've got Joe calling in here. If you have any questions or comments, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Kind of be interesting to see what they come up with this weekend. But they're going to create more and more chaos. We're going into a period of hyperinflation, which is going to destroy the value of your currency and bring chaos to America. Hi, Joe. How are we doing? Joe, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Go right ahead.
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. I'm calling in regard to your you're looking for somebody to say something for this girl that just called in. I forgot her name, but she was asking whether anybody could help her find the root of her problem.
Yes, polycystic ovaries.
Yeah, and you mentioned maybe somebody out there would know a good naturopathic doctor, and I happen to think this one fellow that I listen to over the radio here in New Jersey, his name is Dr. Bob Marshall. His website is healthline.cc, and he has a order number that she could call. It's 1-800-370-3447, and they can help her over the phone and guide her to some of these places that he has scattered throughout the U.S., and it's called CureA, which is, I think, an abbreviation for quantum reflex analysis. And he's quite an interesting fellow. He's treated more than 30,000 people naturally, so maybe he could help her.
All right, fine. Well, we'll give that telephone number and give that web page once again, and let's hope that she's still listening.
Yes, it's healthline.cc.
Is that Healthline?
Dot Charles, like C, like coffee,
right.
C. And the order line, which somebody is there to help her and guide her to a quantum reflex analysis place where they can really look her. They have some very interesting methods, and the 800 number is 1-800-370-3447.
All right, Joe. Well, we really appreciate your bringing that up. I have to admit, I don't know anything at all about this gentleman, but it would certainly be worthwhile looking in to see what he might have to offer. Polycystic ovaries is certainly a very uncommon situation, but the women who have it have very, very real problems. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, just throwing this 2 cents on the talk here. He has what he considers to be a method. What he claims is that operations or traumas or accidents to our body blocks the normal energy flow to certain glands and organs of our system, and it takes years and years and years finally for these particular ailments to crop up. It seems like out of nowhere.
Hold that thought, Joe. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Okay.
Joe, go right ahead.
Okay, so what these CureA places do is they
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. How do you understand what's going on in the world today economically? There's an organized effort on the part of a small group of very wealthy people to bring about a worldwide economic crisis. Now, of course, they have benefited tremendously from the fiat money system. They're getting their money out of fiat money, out of paper money. They're getting into gold, silver, commodities, things of inherent value. And, of course, what's going to happen is most people are going to end up being impoverished because we are going into hyperinflation. Not whether it's going to happen this year or next year or the year after that. I think it'll probably be happening before the year 2014, and we're going to see 50% inflation. And 2 years of that, and of course the savings of the majority of the people will be gone. Their life savings, their life efforts will be gone. Understand what's going on. If you'd like to read an excellent treatise, I suggest John Williams' website, shadowstats.com, shadowstats.com. Go there, pull down the section on hyperinflation 2011. Read what John Williams has to say, and read it several times so you can make your preparations accordingly. He's much smarter than I am as far as finances are concerned. He doesn't understand the conspiracy because there is a conspiracy, and behind that conspiracy are powerful spiritual forces. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to get my talk on the dark secret and the forbidden secret, and certainly the syllabuses go with that. You need, of course, to get my talk on the world revolution, my talk on the best enemies money could buy, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to understand what's happening financially, we have a talk we gave five or six years ago called The Financial Tsunami comes with the syllabus. Another one on the Financial Armageddon comes with the syllabus. Get them and watch them and understand. We are heading into a period of hyperinflation that is going to destroy the value of the life savings of most people. I said, you need to get out a little pamphlet, The History of Money. That's The History of Money. You need also to get our little pamphlet on The Prophetic Warning. It's simply an analysis of Andrew Jackson's farewell address in 1837. Well worthwhile reading. And certainly what Andrew Jackson said is more profound than what I have to say. But you have to understand how the same forces that Andrew Jackson confronted in 1830 and 1830s are at work in America today, because this movement has been around for many years. It has always wanted to bring about a one-world government under a ruling elite. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and you need to watch the material that we have available and read the material we have and read the books we have. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com, and certainly you can listen to our programs there on the Internet 24 hours a day on the computer, certainly on the, if you have an iPad or iPhone or your BlackBerry, something like that. If you have a regular telephone, you can listen to us 24 hours a day by dialing 760-LOWSS11. That's 760-LOWSS11. You can hear us certainly on 9 hours a day on the satellite, Galaxy 19. You can hear us 3 hours a day on shortwave. Encourage others to listen. Understand we're involved in a spiritual battle, and there are powerful spiritual forces aligned against freedom. If you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, start reading the book of John, and then please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Newart, and we're going to be talking about electromagnetic radiation in your home. And a lot of people said they are having increasing symptoms of electromagnetic response. And basically, of course, we have the smart meters in the home. We have all sorts of cordless televisions in the home. We have cell phones in the home. We have all sorts of electronic devices. And some people are very, very sensitive to electric magnetic impulses. And of course, we're hearing a lot about this with the smart meters today and the smart appliances and the smart grid. But how do you know whether you're having symptoms? And I'm going to talk to Michael because, of course, this is what he does. He actually goes to people's homes and he diagnoses what's wrong with them. And apparently he's very, very busy today because this is an epidemic. There's so many people who are afflicted with this condition. Michael, thank you so very much for being with us this evening.
Yes, hello, Dr. Stan. Nice to be here.
Why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself, about the work you do? Is this certainly, are more and more people coming down with this condition of this this hypersensitivity to electromagnetic exposure?
Yes, it seems to be that way. First, I probably should say that I'm not a doctor.
Right.
And I'm actually an engineer and an electrical contractor. So what I do is I go into homes and offices, measure the electromagnetic fields I find in the home, and come up with ways to reduce the fields or turn things off or shield things. And I do work with a lot of people who are very sensitive or having health issues. And so I have experience working with people like that, but I can't, of course, diagnose them. What I do see is it's all anecdotal. Sometimes we reduce the fields and then someone recovers or sleeps better or the headaches go away. And that's pretty much my experience, is that anecdotal seeing of changes in the people I'm working with as an engineer.
Well, actually, basically, one of our listeners had called and said she really convinced that her problems were related to the smart meter. She had, I believe, a ringer in her ears. I've forgotten what it was. But,
yes.
I mean, she was just having terrible problems, and she didn't know what to do. She was frantic, and, of course, somehow she heard about Michael Lindsay, and she asked him to come, and it cost her a few hundred dollars. But her response was, it was the best money I ever spent. I mean, she was thinking about having to move to sell her home. She didn't know what to do. She was just totally perplexed, and she had no idea what was going on. And after, of course, she had had a consultation with Michael, well, she did what she was told to do. She was so much better, and she called to tell us how grateful she was for the work you had done. And that was why I called Michael and asked him to come on for our program, because I think you have to understand there are many exposures, things you probably never even thought about. And so, well, we're going to get to some of these things and what certainly sort of things that people will experience and the sort of things that will cause it.
Sure.
We live in an entirely different world than our forefathers did. Now, my forefathers didn't have the exposure to these electrical gadgets we have today, and many of them will have disastrous effects. We're going to be back in just a moment. Our guest is Michael Neuwirth, who's an electrical engineer, and I think you'll find it a fascinating, fascinating program. Well, Michael, you go right ahead. How would you like to approach this? Would you like to talk about the sort of symptoms people have? Would you like to talk about the various exposures we have? How do you want to handle this? Because you deal with this on a regular basis.
Yes. Maybe I should start with just telling a little bit about what electromagnetic fields are and some of the places it comes from.
You go right ahead. Oh. Sounds like a good place to start.
Sure. So, yeah, electromagnetic fields, or sometimes you'll hear people say EMF. It's a very broad term. In the 70s, the concern about EMF was the type of radiation that comes from power lines, and in particular the links with more cancer in children who live near the big high-tension power lines. That's a kind of EMF called a magnetic field. These days, one of the biggest concerns besides that is what's called radio frequencies. These are all the different EMFs of different types of frequencies that are used for, well, in the old days, AM radio, FM radio, TV broadcasting, ham radio, radar. And in these days, what's happened in the last couple years, you know, the usage of the radio frequencies has really increased. As we're talking about now, instead of being an antenna maybe a couple miles away for a radio station, Now, pretty much is like a little bit of a radio station in everybody's house. So you've got Wi-Fi for the computer, cordless phones, smart meters sometimes for the electrical meter and the gas meter outside, different things like that. The woman you're talking about who was helped when I was out there, it turned out she had several sources. She had fields coming in from the smart meters. She also had a small tablet, wireless computer, and cordless phones. But where she really felt bad in the bedroom, it turns out that her widescreen TV was wireless. If she didn't know it was wireless, and even though, because you know, it was actually being run on a hard cable, so it was cable, but it had both wireless and cable possibility. So, and the TV was making an RF signal constantly, and it was making the signal even turned off. When you turn the switch off of the TV and it's just in that kind of warm-up mode, it was still making the signal. We had to actually unplug the TV. And so in other words, the EMF can come from these days all kinds of things wireless that you might not even suspect your stereo, your internet connection. And in her case, that TV was probably the worst thing because it was in her bedroom close to her bed.
Okay, you hang on there. We're going to be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris Michael is simply pointing out there are many, many sources of electromagnetic fields. You can be close to a big overhead wires or transmission wires. Certainly, oh, now, of course, we have our Wi-Fi. We have we have wireless television in the Michael was just saying that basically this one woman is actually one of our supporters, had this television system. It had a cable coming into it, but it was also wireless, and it even operated when it was turned off. And so that basically it was in her room, and this is where she felt the work in her bedroom, and she was getting this constant radiation. Once, of course, it was actually disconnected. It was the only way to turn it off was to disconnect it, and she started improving. But suddenly we have our smart meters, we have on our electric systems, we have it on our gas meters. We are getting so much exposure to electromagnetic fields. We never used to have this, and certainly more and more people are having the sensitivity to this. Now, what sort of symptoms do people get, Michael?
Yeah, it's quite a range, very individual. The most common things will be headaches, fatigue, and difficulty sleeping. Some kind of sleep disorder is probably the most common thing. People will have strong ringing in the ears, other kinds of sounds that, you know, sometimes they'll bring a sound engineer out. They won't find a sound, but they'll find it's related to something electromagnetic that seems to be triggering something in the nervous system, and the brain perceives it as a sound. Other people have things like skin rashes and things on the skin, kind of a sense of heat or itching. But probably more often than not, it's going to be sleep and things like mental kind of things, more ability to concentrate, memory, headaches, those kind of issues.
Do people ever get things like hives?
Yes. So anything on the skin, the way the fields work, the electric field and the radio frequency field, they actually collapse onto your skin. Your skin is actually conductive, and it's actually a fairly good antenna for the EMF. So one of the places that symptoms show up on people, it seems to be, is on the skin where they have redness or irritation or something kind of going on. People who have more sensitive immune systems or who are already chemically sensitive or other issues, they seem to have it worse than the general population. So the average person doesn't feel anything. But if the fields are strong enough, you can feel it on your skin. An example is if you go up, you know, the old big TVs, the tube type TVs with the big tube, the big heavy ones we used to have.
Right.
You know, if you go up to the screen with your hand, you can kind of feel that tingling. Right. Up close to the screen.
Right.
Yeah. maybe it makes your hair raise a little bit. That's a strong electric field, for instance. So that effect on the skin is very common, and some people will have some kind of sensitivity reaction issue to that.
But people will get this sensitivity. Now, basically, of course, does this happen right away, or sometimes does it take a matter of weeks or months or years?
Well, the way it looks to me, and is from what I see, is most people who are very sensitive now, like they have an extreme reaction, it's almost like an allergy, where a level that other people, their immune system can handle, now all of a sudden someone is having a really hard time. Just the Wi-Fi from the neighbors maybe setting them off. That actually, although it seems like it suddenly appears, when you look at people, it looks like it's actually built up from exposure over time. So often when you look back in the history, like when if I go and I'm testing someone's house who's very sensitive, and they're now reacting to, say, their cordless phone, that wireless device. If you look at, for instance, where they've slept for the last 10 years, if they've been in the house that long, much more often than you'd expect, I'll find that they've been sleeping in a very high electric field from the wiring near the bed for years and years. Almost always when you look back, you find there was actually a relatively high exposure. So it looks like the body handled this for a certain amount of time. Maybe sometimes something even like diabetes, you know, with a lot of consumption of poor foods and sugar and things. You don't get diabetes the next day. It takes a number of years before your system breaks down. It looks kind of the same to me with electromagnetic fields, too, that it seems to be a cumulative thing over time. And the people that are having the most trouble with it are often the people that had the highest exposures in the past.
And basically, of course, you go up on the Internet, and there are actually websites of organizations of people with this electromagnetic hypersensitivity.
Yes, that's right.
Now, basically, now, how do you actually pick this up? You must have some very, very sensitive meters of some sort?
Yes. For testing the fields, use scientific instruments. Very common things that are sensitive enough to detect the kind of magnetic fields, electric fields, and radio frequency fields that you find in the home. You can go onto the Internet to buy meters and do some of your own testing. I even sell a little booklet for people to make their own electric field tester with just using a standard voltmeter you get like at a Radio Shack. But I use you know, fairly sensitive instruments to detect the fields. And part of a lot, like in my case, it's not just detecting the fields, it's like knowing what the sources are. So as an engineer, I'm always figuring out, is this coming from the power lines? Is this coming from the wiring? Is this a wireless device in this person's house? Or is it from the next house? Or is it the cell tower? So because when you have a high field or even a moderate field, if it's bothering somebody, then the next thing, of course, is to try to trace the source, where it's coming from, and then can you remove it or turn it off or shield it? Or sometimes it's wiring problems in the building, and we'll look at, you know, repairing the wiring that's causing the high field. All depends on the situation.
Well, now, what about broadband? So, you know, this is the latest thing, and broadband is wonderful as far as our computers are concerned. But, of course, I can't help but wonder, Sydney, there must be some consequences, at least with some people, with the new broadband, which is becoming increasingly, of course, frequent all across the nation.
Yeah. So when you're saying broadband, you're meaning there can actually be two forms. You can have the wireless form where the computer is communicating over the air, the EMFs in the air, or it could be a wired format where it's coming in like an Ethernet cable. And whenever you do it on a cable, an Ethernet cable or a coaxial cable like the cable company would bring into the house, those cables have a field around them, a radio frequency field that's relatively limited. And then whenever it's a broadcast kind of field, like it's an actual wireless Wi-Fi system or anything for the computer that's wireless, there you're making the EMF and you're sending it into the air deliberately to be picked up by another antenna somewhere. And that's probably where the biggest issue is. It's that wireless type of computing. And, you know, these days, most people are converting to wireless because it's easier. You don't have to run wires. You can put your computer wherever you want. But my advice to people is to keep their exposures low to these kind of things, is to actually stay with the old thing of using just the wires, wired Ethernet cables, a wired-only router, and if you avoid all the wireless around your computer, you won't have that exposure.
Well, how about the computers themselves? Certainly, I just have a feeling that these must be putting off, certainly the screens anyway, putting off an awful lot of radiation.
Yes, the levels, computers are a concern to me, even if they're not wireless. You do have a lot of different kinds of fields, all the different frequencies coming from the computer and the screen. They're not extremely high leveled. But the interesting thing about computers is you are so close to them. Like when you're on a laptop, you have your hands pretty much almost in the machine. So the strongest levels that I measure on people are often as they're working on a computer. And it's not just the computer, it's the way the computer and the electrical system kind of work together. Because in some cases, for instance, the computer will be grounded by the wiring system and you'll have lower electric fields. And in some cases, you'll have an ungrounded computer and it'll actually almost be like an amplifier and make more fields. So you can get quite different things with this different kind of computer setup. But I think it is a concern, and people who are really sensitive to this or have other immune system issues and things, they seem to have a lot more trouble with computers than almost any other device out there.
Well, I'm going to let you get your telephone number and your web page out there. So if any people need help, they would know where to go. And certainly, Michael actually is a consultant, and he comes to people's homes. He has to charge to do this, but he is an expert at this. And certainly the one instance we know of when this woman was so grateful, really for coming up with an answer, because she was really frantic and thinking of actually selling her home and moving because of this. Our telephone number here, if you have a question for Michael, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But Michael, why don't you get out your telephone number and your website, and we'll get this out several times during the program so that hopefully if people are having problems, because what you're describing, the chronic fatigue, skin sensitivity, the mental confusion, things of this sort. And we're seeing this increasingly, and of course this is because we live in a very complex society, but we are constantly being barraged with these electrical signals. So let's get your information out, Michael.
Sure. The website is emfcenter.com, E like electric, M like magnetic, F like Frank, emfcenter.com. And that has quite a bit of information. You can just go through it, the frequently asked questions. There's another radio interview in there. That's a good place to start. And my phone number here in the office is 707 area code 578-1645.
Well, you always have to repeat it twice.
Sure. 707-578-1645.
Hold on. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Well, Michael, I've never heard.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Into their home and turn off all the electricity for a few hours or longer and just see if they will feel better. How frequently does that happen? In other words, there are all sorts of things in the house that are already bothering them, and when they turn the electricity off for a few hours, they feel better. How often does this help?
How often does it help people?
Yes, in other words, this is very common that you can do that and people will start feeling better right off the bat.
I would say when people contact me and they have the suspicion, maybe about half of the time this will help. They'll figure that out. And I'd say about half of the time it doesn't actually seem to be something obviously electromagnetic. It's maybe a mold issue or, you know, other stress. Who knows? But I'd say about half the time when people suspect it is, it does seem to be the issue. Because you can demonstrate them feeling better when they get away from it for a while.
But, you know, basically we're so dependent upon electricity today. We're so dependent upon our computers. We're so dependent upon our cordless phones. We're so dependent upon our television. So, basically, what do you do? I mean, do you simply just stop using these things? How do people approach it? Because there are some people, and I've heard the figures somewhere between 5 and 10%, who already have this hypersensitivity to electromagnetic fields.
Yeah.
Now, would that be an exaggeration, would you say?
No, I don't. I think that's accurate. And the only thing that I would add to the 5% that are probably hypersensitive in a more obvious way, that probably at least half of the rest of us are actually sensitive and being affected by it in a low-grade way, but kind of a constant way. We don't even know it. For instance, the studies have been showing that even low-level EMFs, all the different kind of EMFs, they tend to cause stress in the body, and even at low exposures, you find there's more stress proteins in the blood, similar kind of proteins that would come from things like exposure to heat or cold or emotional difficulties, all the different kind of stresses, and this looks like another kind of stress on the body.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and I've never heard a discussion of this. In fact, the only reason we asked Michael to come on was because, of course, one of our supporters had called and told us the amazing things that had happened to her, and Sydney, eventually, she really thought it was a smart meter. She was thought it was a neighbor's smart meter. And yet, of course, when Michael simply disconnected her Wi-Fi television, why that was cordless television, wife because she improved and she had real ringing in her ears. So this was really very, very disturbing to her.
Yes. What you can do about it is interesting, and one of the ways I think about it is how to kind of reduce some of this stuff is just actually think about living or maybe a little simpler life. That do we really need all these things?
Well, of course, you know, the Amish, the Mennonite people, I mean, they repudiate all of these things. Yeah. They believe God doesn't want them to have them. I mean, they still have horses and carriages and lanterns, and they don't use electricity, and they grow their own food. And believe me, they're a lot healthier than a lot of people are. But this is something that most of us have not even thought of. I think that we really need to begin thinking about it, because I really believe there are probably much more of this we've ever recognized before. And you're really awfully busy. How long have you been doing this full-time, Michael?
20 years, I think.
Oh, you've been doing it for 20 years. So this is not, but are you encountering more and more people today than previously?
Very, very much more, yeah. The last 2 years especially, pretty much the advent of smart meters. So in other words, there's people often that are actually doing a fairly good job of not having wireless things in their house, but along comes a smart meter, which the utility puts on there. And also that's kind of raised people's consciousness. And also in the last couple of years, a lot of people have been getting wireless in their office and their homes where they hadn't been there before. So there's a lot more people having reactions and trying to figure it out. I've seen actually the number of people I visit has more than doubled in the last 2 years. And I'm pretty much doing all that I can.
All right, fine. And the telephone number, if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. We've got Robert calling from Federal Way up in this great state of Washington. But if you're out there and you have a question or comment, why is it that here's a wonderful opportunity to talk to somebody about what is a very real problem. I hadn't even thought of this until I began doing a little research on smart meters, and I found out that there really are a small group of people. We're very, very sensitive to low-dose radiation. We're going to be back here in just a moment. Look forward to your calls. We've got Robert calling from Federal Way in Washington. Hi, Robert. How are you doing?
Pretty good, Dr. Stan. Thanks a lot.
Do you have a question or comment?
I have a question for your guest regarding the problems or potential problems with electric cars and if there's any kind of EMF problems with them.
All right. What about the dual electric car? Boy, General Motors, they're really having a problem now with their lithium batteries and fires. And even, of course, it's not General Motors, it's government motors. No privately run company would put out something like the Volt because they have to subsidize. They lose money on everyone they sell, but the government can do that. And now they're offering to buy back the cars from anybody who wants to sell them back to the company. But what about the potential for electromagnetic fields in these cars with a massive lithium battery you're sitting on? What are your thoughts on that, Michael?
Yes, it'll actually depend on the particular design of the car. One of the things that people don't realize that the gasoline engine cars we have right now actually are electric cars, and that there's a lot of electrical components in there already. So even the typical gas engine car has fairly strong EMF, and that's number one. You know, every time the spark plug fires, that's like a little electromagnetic explosion, and then also the alternator and other electrical components. So even the average car, electric cars, it's going to be probably about the same or even stronger fields. And it's going to depend a lot just on exactly where they place things. For instance, right now, I own a Prius hybrid, and the Prius in my testing is actually fairly similar emissions that I get from regular gas engine cars, except in the back seat where the battery is. It is quite high back there. So, and then I've also tested some Honda's hybrids, and the fields were hugely much stronger than an average car. So it really depends on, almost right now, accidentally how they're designed, where the wiring is placed, where the battery is.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, our guest is Michael Newart. We're talking about electromagnetic fields. If you have a question, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Robert is calling us from Federal Way in Washington, asked about electric cars. Certainly, Michael has a Prius. He says, of course, you have a fairly substantial radiation field or electromagnetic field in the back seat where the battery is. He said, of course, regular automobiles have an electromagnetic field. The spark plugs are firing. There's a lot of wiring in them. So there is certainly electromagnetic fields, even in a gasoline-driven car. Would you say that there would be more in the electric cars? It really depends on how they're designed. Do you have any idea about the volt?
No, I don't. I've never tested one. You know, what I would actually recommend to someone like yourself, Robert, or anybody in your audience here, it's really hard to predict often even what the car will be. What I recommend to people they do is they either rent a test meter or buy a test meter, buy a relatively inexpensive one. And when you check out cars, whether it's the regular gas engine types or the electric ones, that you do a little test drive with the meter and you see for yourself, is this a really high field or not? It's almost the only way to know. And I can recommend a relatively inexpensive meter that people get online if they want.
Well, why don't you go ahead and recommend that?
Sure. There's a meter, which is not a really great scientific instrument, but it does a lot for a relatively low price. It's called a tri-field meter. T-R-I-F-I-E-L-D, very popular meter. It's not accurate, but there's some things about it that are kind of helpful for measuring something like a car if you're looking to buy one.
I know. How expensive are we talking about?
Oh, yeah. So that kind of meter is going to be like in the range of $130,
$140. Yeah, but because it's kind of a meter you use, those get pretty pricey, aren't they?
To get really accurate readings, you're going to get into the thousands of dollars, but to get a good idea to compare one car to another, even the inexpensive meters are pretty good. If people want to see some of the different meters available a little better, you can find that on my website. I have, some information about some of the meters that I think are good. You can also rent meters at my website. But you can go online and Google, like, tri-field, and you'll probably find a lot of people selling that meter, a lot of different companies. That's not the only meter. It's just one of the lower-cost meters that the average person could probably use. You turn the dial. It's fairly easy to use. And get some idea. Is this a relatively high, medium, low emission vehicle?
But because if you're really having a lot of health problems, you probably better get an expert out there. I'll tell you, our supporter who had Michael come out had told us that this was some of the best money he's ever spent. But Robert, do you have anything else you'd like to ask before we let you go?
Oh, no, that's all for now, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk.
And how are you listening to us up there? Because we're not on the second hour up in Washington. You're listening on shortwave or what?
No, on the internet.
Okay, fine. Well, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thanks, Robert.
God bless. And let's go to John, who's calling from Utica, New York. John from Utica, New York.
Hey,
and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, John. I know how you're hearing us because we do have a station up there in Utica this time of night. Oh, do you have a question for our guest?
I was just wondering. I enjoy the topic. I was just wondering if he heard anything about how when people are electromagnetically sensitive, it's usually because of like the toxins in their body, like things like the heavy metals act as an antenna to the electrosensitivity that's in the it's in the field there. And there seems to be some new research about one of the reasons why infections are hard to heal or kill is because the infection itself sees the electromagnetic fields as a potential threat. But that's what I wanted to throw out there. If you guys would have any comments or anything like that.
I have no comment. What about you, Michael?
Yes, I think that's... that's very possible and even likely. Definitely metals interact with the EMFs like little antennas, and having more heavy metals in the body probably the metals and the toxins and the EMFs probably work together in some ways. And since I have so many clients that have, you know, health issues with metal toxicity and things, I wouldn't be surprised if that's related.
Right.
And I will tell you, you know, John, one of the things that really bothers me is that most conservatives listen to the radio programs and they're taking colloidal silver. Well, I mean, right. I do not feel comfortable with colloidal silver. And I will tell you, I've had a number of people who wanted to advertise with us and, you know, advertise colloidal silver. And we're willing to pay good money to come on my program. And I have to say, I won't put you on. I mean, why would you want to take a heavy metal and ingest it? You know, it's that the silver is a wonderful, wonderful antibiotic. It'll kill bacteria on your skin. But why would you want to take it internally? Basically, of course, with what Michael's saying, it's one of the best electrical conductors we have. And, of course, so many conservatives are taking it. I've already, whether it's intentional or not, I am very, very concerned about the health effects of colloidal silver as so many gullible conservatives are taking. Anything else you want to say, John?
Yeah, I just want to say it's a wonderful show, a wonderful topic. And I just didn't, and this is just if you guys had any other opinion, do you think the electromagnetic fields and the sensitivity effects, like the animals, people always like to talk about bees moving or not pollinating, and what you guys have, if you guys have any thoughts about that, if, I don't know, it's just out of curiosity, but I just want to say it's a great topic, and I'll hang up and listen.
All right, Michael, do you have any thoughts about bees and the animals?
Oh, yes, hugely. Animals and the research are affected just as much as humans. You know, one of the most interesting things is it wasn't that many years ago where scientists were actually denying that that we had a magnetic sense, that we have the ability to pick up magnetic fields, and that animals do. And now it's totally widely known. Classic example is homing pigeons in experiments where they would actually blind the pigeons, and they'd find the pigeons would still get to where they're going. And it turned out that they were using the Earth's magnetic field as a guidance system. And they have detectors that they can kind of, their brains can figure out the lay of the magnetic field. Turns out whales migrate using magnetic fields. You know, slugs orient themselves using magnetic fields. So we're definitely electromagnetic creatures, as just like we see light and we hear sounds, we have sensitivity to electromagnetic fields. So there's definitely effects on animals. There's a lot of speculation about the bees and what's happening to the honeybees is being related. It's hard to know. I don't know that any of the research is conclusive, but I would guess that there's kind of a common thing here where the increase of the microwave radiation, which is part of the radio frequencies, is making it harder for certain species to do things like navigate and orient, because we do have senses to do that kind of thing.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our telephone Sevilla, or 464-8295 in the Central Coast of California. Michael, why don't you get your telephone number and your webpage out once again, and we'll see if we've got people here in Northern California who are having problems. And, of course, we will go ahead and keep your information on file so people will be able to reach you through us. But if put your information out one more time. And if you're out across America listening and you have a question for Michael, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I would just like to comment that, you know, I do these programs 5 hours a day. I'm always learning something new. This is one thing that about this is, it's a constant challenge. I've never even really thought seriously about this. I've even, in my own mind, questioned, you know, all these people are complaining about the health effects of the smart meters until I began doing some research and found out there are really organizations for people who are hypersensitive. And so the our producer here has said that he doesn't feel any problems at all. Should he be concerned? In other words, he feels perfectly healthy. Should he be concerned about the exposure to these electromagnetic waves?
Should he feel concerned?
Right.
I'm guessing. I wouldn't know. I'm not a doctor.
All right, fine. All right, I think that's a good answer. And so, Ari, I don't know the answer to that either, but I just have an uneasy feeling that we're opening up a can of worms. Maybe we were never intended to open up. Why don't you get out your telephone number, your web page, and again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go ahead, Michael.
Sure. My website, which has a lot of information on it about EMF, is emfcenter.com. That's emfcenter.com. And my phone number here in Northern California is 707-578-1645. Again, 707-578-1645. And I might add that I do help people all over the country. And if people are not in my area, we do phone consultations, and I do rent people the meters, and so that they're my eyes and ears and use the meters, and we talk on the phone. So there are other, if you don't have anyone like me in your area, there are things we can do over the phone, too.
All right, fine, because I know these meters cost several thousand dollars, don't they mean really a good one?
Well, you can actually get for about $1,000, you can actually get a fairly decent set of meters to do good enough testing for this.
All right, fine. Now, what is the most common thing you see? I mean, is it this wireless television? How often is it the smart meter, either on the electric or on the gas?
How much is it like one device versus another?
Right. In other words, basically, is most of the problems you see related to computers, is most related to television, or most related to the smart meters? What would you say, or a little bit of each?
It's really a little bit of each, and in fact, in most cases, it seems to be a combination. So it seems very seldom that people just are sensitive to, like, say, only the wireless TV. So usually if somebody is sensitive to the wireless TV, that might be, you could say, the straw that broke the camel's back. You know, so much exposure that now they're overloaded. But they were probably, something else could have come along wireless and it might have happened. So usually there's a whole set of exposures, and they're all adding to the total immune system load, your nervous system load. And so I find that pretty much, when people actually are sensitive and they say, okay, yeah, like I'm experiencing something, it's my cell phone, I would say more often than not, the biggest culprit for people nowadays is the wireless computers, basically Wi-Fi, is probably the biggest. Maybe smart meters would be second, but also cordless phones are right in there. Cordless phones have been changing from an analog type of phone to digital, and now they're stronger and there's higher frequency phones, like called the DECT phone, these 6 gigahertz phones. So things are getting kind of ramped up with the exposures, even to cordless phones. So all those things are very common. Sometimes But it's also other, very often it's simple things like it's actually the wiring around, for instance, the bedroom, the wiring around the bedroom has, you look at your, in your room, you don't see the wires, but if you imagine there's an outlet there, you know there's wires going between all those things. And you're in very close proximity, so a lot of people have fairly strong EMF from the wiring. That's actually very common. And then you can even have power lines outside making strong magnetic fields, or say the meter panel for the house, the electric meter panel, maybe that's right on the bedroom wall and you're getting high magnetic fields from that. Those are all about equal. I never know what I'm, what it's going to be. And people are sensitive to all these things.
Basically, can sometimes people be in a home for a long period of time, and suddenly they're doing fine, and then all of a sudden they start having symptoms.
Yes.
Is this a cumulative effect?
It seems to be cumulative, and it often happens when people have been in a place for a long time. But it's interesting, a lot of times when somebody kind of figures out that they might be electrosensitive, it's because they've moved and they've experienced a change. It's often something that's changed, like Wi-Fi coming into the house or moving. When people say, wait a minute, something's changed in my environment, now I'm feeling different, then they start to put those pieces together. But a lot of people just get so sensitive. Like, it's a typical thing I find is someone will say, wow, you know, the smart meters are really keeping me up ever since they've been in. But when I go back to the home, I'll find they've also got cordless phones, wireless computer, there's a cell tower a block away, and there's some power lines out front, and they've got high fields at their bed because of their wiring. So a lot of times when people are sensitive, very often they have other things too. And if they hadn't had those other exposures, they might not now be sensitive to the Wi-Fi coming into the house or something like that.
So what do you do? I mean, somebody has said they got a home, they're living there, their family's there, they've been there for years, and they just having all sorts of problems, you know, and they're just tired all the time. What do you do? I mean, do you move to a different area? What do you do?
It really depends on how extreme the sensitivity is. So a lot of people are experiencing sensitivity, and it's noticeable, but it's not totally incapacitating. And what we do is the biggest thing is, first of all, we go through the house and find all the wireless things, and we just eliminate those. You have to get rid of all the wireless sources. And then we look at also what is coming from the wiring. And the typical thing, besides removing all the wireless, basically, you know, getting rid of the wireless router for the computer and the wireless mouse and the cordless phone, the next thing is we look at where somebody sleeps. You know, where you sleep, there's a third of your life right there. And look at the magnetic fields and the electric fields at the low frequency, at the power line frequency, to see how strong those are. And a very simple step that a lot of people do is we'll find that, oh, look at these three circuits from your circuit panel where your breakers are. These are making the fields here. And some people will actually then go out and turn off those three breakers every night. There's no cost. It's like a little bit of a ritual. You go out there, you turn it off. It even kind of says to yourself, now it's nighttime, I'm letting go of all these things. So a lot of people who are sensitive just turn off their things at least at night and sometimes even during the day. And that's kind of a low-cost way.
All right, fine. Well, I guess it's been Michael Newart. Fascinating program. Hang on, Michael. We'll be done in just a moment. Well, Michael, I assume a lot of this is sort of a matter of trial and error?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States
that were analog weren't as much trouble, but when you go to digital, these are even more unnatural types of electromagnetic signals, and people seem to have more trouble with the digital.
All right, well, I'm going to let you go, but this has been a fascinating hour, and I just hope people will heed what you have to say, and I hope we can talk to you again sometime, but thank you so very much.
Yes, I really enjoyed talking to you with you.
Good night. And to us, that was Michael Neuwirth. And if you have a problem, why, this is his field. And he's an electrical engineer. But he does consultations here in Northern California. And he'll do, of course, consultations over the telephone. He will charge you for it. But that's he has to make a living. And we have no financial relationship with him at all. But we understand he does excellent work from at least one of our supporters. Well, this is a time when I have to remind all of our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and believe me, it's an expensive proposition. We have over 65, pushing 70 stations across America every week now. We're constantly picking up new stations, but quite frankly, we need your financial help because our major objective is to educate people, not simply to entertain them, but to get them to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the very survival of Christian civilization. There are people who want to destroy Western civilization. And as difficult as it is for many people to accept that, there are secret societies out there. There are not one, but many of them. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or listen to the DVD. Brotherhood of Darkness, which will take you into the background of this. And then if you really want to get into much more complex discussions, my talk on the dark secret of the forbidden secret and the syllabus that go with that are important. My talk on the world revolution. And certainly, if you want to verify what we're saying, why, of course, you get David Rockefeller's book, With No Apologies. That's With No Apologies. David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, and Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies. Used copies of the With No Apologies and new copies of memoirs are available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to get our 4 tape sets on the secret government and on secret societies, and we have a secret government special. All of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Basically, America is under attack today. There are people who have a different vision. They want, of course, to create a one-world government where they can install their leader, who is the Antichrist. And people don't understand that. This is an age-old struggle that's been going on for a long period of time. Every religion in the world is waiting for the coming ruler, whether it be Buddhism or Hinduism waiting for Maitreya, or the Muslims waiting for the Mahdi, or the Jews waiting for the Messiah, or of course, those of us who are Christians waiting for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. But they are not the same God. Most of them are Antichrist or Antichrist-like figures. There's only one true God, and that, of course, is the God of the Bible. And we hope that, of course, as you get our material, you'll watch it and understand. And if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord, let me suggest you get the Bible. I prefer the King James Version, but the important thing would be to read the book of John. Fascinating information when you see what Jesus said and what he claimed for himself. And I believe it's true, because men do not die for something they don't believe in. And the apostles knew Jesus Christ, and they all died for him, all except John. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, please pray for Alex Jones, Joyce Riley, and Ron Paul. But, of course, we ask you, of course, specifically to pay for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, the Day of Infamy, December 7th, 2011. Yes, that is the Day of Infamy. 70 years ago, Pearl Harbor Day, and we will talk about Pearl Harbor today at length with Douglas Dietrich, so stay tuned to the program in the second and third hours. Lot to say about the history of what this country did or didn't do with respect to Pearl Harbor. There will be those learning for the first time that it just may have been an event that was allowed to happen. We encourage you to stay with us today on the Power Hour, all 3 hours. In the first hour, of course, we'll be talking about the news they seem to lose. And we start off with, who really is Newt Gingrich? What is he? I think it's important to understand this man and see what he has done in the past. So we have a really good, I want to thank the gentleman that sent me this really good display of who and what Newt Gingrich has done, who he is and what he has done in the past. I think you'll find it most interesting. Did you hear about the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration? The head of that organization was originally placed on leave for driving the wrong way on a highway. On a very busy street, drunk. He was originally placed on leave. He has now resigned. Amazing story. Like they didn't have any idea what he was doing, right? We didn't get to the PG&E smart meter yesterday. Let's talk about what PG&E plans on doing, Pacific Gas and Electric, for those people, because there are so many that are saying, I do not want the smart meter. You all made your voice loud enough that they're going to have to do something about it. And I think this is one answer that they are posing. We'll let you hear about that. The poll is out from U.S. News and World Report. Sorry, Renee, we're going to talk about it. Renee emails me and doesn't want to hear any more about Ron Paul. She says she's getting tired because we talk about it too much. And I'll explain to you why I will continue to talk about Ron Paul. The Kurt Nemo has released a document and a story on KBR's new camps, quote unquote. They call them say that they are activating the FEMA camps across the United States. It is interesting to see this document. I do hope you will take a look at it from KBR. It's Kellogg Brown and Root. It is a little bit disturbing.